Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
Tonight, you know, I've been spending a lot of time on this Kanika Jenkins case in Rosemont, Chicago, and people want to know why I'm spending so much time on it. It's a simple fact. I have stumbled on one of the biggest reptile nests in this country. You know, what have I been doing the last 17 years? Exposing clones, synthetics, the new age Gisera, now Nasera, or the other way around, and telling you everything that was coming, everything that was happening. Everything I told you about 17 years ago, people laughed. They mocked. They thought I was crazy. And now it's at least 10,000 videos on YouTube. Everything I've talked about, it's here. It's going on. It's in the background. It's in the foreground. It's everywhere around us. And you know what? I started a war back in 2004 against the reptiles that were dominating this country. And people thought I was crazy. They thought Orgone was nuts. But you know what? It's been the only thing that destroys reptiles. You know, you can sit on your couches or sit in church pews and hide all you want and act like if you ignore it, it doesn't exist, it'll go away. But that's not the way evil works. Evil works whether you want to believe it's there or not, whether you want to do anything about it or not. You know, that's why the Lord said in the book of Psalms, who will stand up for me against my enemies? Because so many Christians just want to sit down and say, take care of my enemies, God. They sit and pray for him to take care of their enemies. And he's asking, who's going to stand up for me against mine? They're the standers and there's the sitters. And I'm not a sitter. I don't lead sitters. I lead people who want to stand up and fight against the Lord's enemies. And we have children in this country that are being torn apart. They're being raped and butchered and slaughtered. They're being sold in trafficking markets. They're being put in spirit cooking meals. And where's all the uproar? Where's all the protest? People don't want to acknowledge it happens, and that's why evil runs rampant, because people don't want to acknowledge it's happening. You know, I've sat here going just through 36 hours of film at a hotel, and I'm running across body bags and bodies in ice carts. And if you filter the pictures, you see just wall to wall demons, aliens, human spirits. Because when you murder a child or you murder a person, that spirit will often linger around the place that was murdered. They don't always go directly to heaven or hell. Sometimes they'll just linger around the place they were murdered at. And so it's haunted. I don't know how people sleep there. That place is haunted. It's got to be haunted. That's why there's such thing as haunted houses. The churches tell you, oh, those are familiar spirits. They're demons. Because they don't know anything. They think they know everything. They only know what Satan allows them to know, because he runs the cemeteries that all of our pastors graduate from. And so they all know a little bit, but not much. Nothing useful. Nothing to help people get through the problems we're having today, people are facing today, especially when the veil's lifted. And people can see into the other realm. It's going to be right in our face. It's going to be one realm. You know, they were surrounded by Satan's seed line. You want to call it the Illuminati? Fine. That's the leaders. In Genesis 3... I'm going to start killing me now. In Genesis 3:15... the Lord said, and this is a pronounced judgment between Lucifer and Eve, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, Enmity means mutual hatred between thee and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. Enmity means mutual hatred between Eve's seed and Lucifer's seed. Now, why would he say that if Lucifer didn't have a seed? There's mutual hatred between the seed line of Satan's and the seed line of Eve's. So there are two seed lines on this earth, folks. The serpent seed line started with Cain, who was Lucifer's son, with Eve. And Adam started with Seth. The Lord's line came through Seth. Man came through Seth. No matter how much they've tried to cover it up with the KJV, the Dead Sea Scrolls, and even verses such as Genesis 3:15 make it clear that there is a literal offspring of Satan's here on earth. Eve was beguiled by the serpent, the story goes. Eve was seduced, not to eat an apple. It was a metaphor. She was seduced by him to have sexual relations with him. And by doing so, she had a son. They named it Cain. And Cain's seed line on earth is the 1% that we deal with today. They call themselves the elite, the 1%. Now that is the top Illuminati bloodline families. There are plenty in the world that are of Satan's seed that are not part of the 1%. But I just want you to know what we're dealing with here. In particular, this 1%, because this 1% has always controlled the money, the banking, the economy. That's why the father was so angry with Esau for marrying into this Edomite line. Jacob I loved, Esau I hated. He hated Esau. Esau angered him. Cain was not Adam's. And people think, oh, well, the flood destroyed all that. The flood didn't destroy all that because Cain's line lasted through Ham's wife. And their seed line between Ham and his wife was corrupted. That is why when Ham angered the Lord and sinned against Noah, that his son, the judgment curse fell on Ham's son. Came through that, so it still survived. It's still among us today. Even those in Freemasonry will tell you they're the sons of Cain. That's what they refer to themselves as, the sons of Cain and the elite. Interestingly enough, I told you a deeper truth about Cain. Because Cain was a tall, very tall man. Probably, he was Nephilim. I mean, considering Adam was about 5'10", 5'11", Cain was about 6'4", 6'5". The size of his father, because Lucifer is about 6'4", 6'5". And Cain was a hairy being. And it's said that he was born with horns. Lucifer himself doesn't have horns. So where did the horn thing come from? Lucifer was an angel before he got cast out of heaven. So he was not created with horns. The horn depiction comes from Cain. And Cain had offspring with Lilith. Now, she was Adam's first wife. And I've told you who Lilith is. She was the first woman created. If you read Genesis chapter 1, man and woman were created out of the dust of the ground. That was Lilith and Adam. And then Lilith left Adam. She was seduced by Lucifer, and she left Adam. And so the father had to put Adam to sleep and created a woman out of his rib. Most people never realize the two creations of women. One was created out of the dust of the ground the same time as man. The second one was taken as a rib out of the man, so that the woman would cleave to the man, because Lilith left Adam. She wouldn't stay with him. And no matter how they tried to get her to go back with him, she wouldn't. And then he did the same thing with Eve. He seduced Eve. And she had offspring with him. And Lilith had offspring with him. Lilith had about 10 kids with Lucifer, not just Cain. She had about 10 kids with him. She had about 10 kids with Adam. And then she left Adam. And she went to Babylon, I guess you could call it, because that was the city originally built by Satan and the fallen that were with him. They built, that's where their high-tech city was. And that's where Cain had gone. And so Eve went to be with Cain when her kids had gotten older. And she had more children with Lucifer. Now, Lilith had relations with Cain. And when Lilith had relations with people on Earth, she would have her children in space, because that's where she was banished to. And so some of these alien races in space were actually created here on Earth. When you look at the bears, that was Cain's seed, because Cain was tall and hairy and had the horns, and he was just ape-looking, I guess. I don't know. But if you look at Chewbacca, Star Wars, and the ones we refer to as Bigfoot here on Earth today, that's Lilith and Cain's seed. And they are actually space, and they inhabit space. They inhabit the large and the big and small dippers. They used to be known as the Big Bear and Little Bear. I don't know why they changed it to Dipper, but it's bear races, and the bear races was Cain's kids. See, I told you we had like 78 constellations, and they're really not what we think of constellations, balls of light in the sky, blah blah. They tell us so much about in science, you know. It's a bunch of crap. It's 78 alien habitations in space. You know, you got the big and small Dipper, which is the bear race. And every constellation signifies a different alien species that dominates and inhabits it. So we're surrounded, folks. We're surrounded. But Satan's seed on Earth never stops trying to destroy the humans. Another part of their judgment, his judgment in the garden, was that he would crawl on his stomach. And that was not literal. Everybody likes to think, okay, we're going to hate snakes the rest of our lives. We're always going to fear snakes. Ooh, what a judgment. Ooh. And the one where he crawls on his stomach, because they tell you that snakes used to walk, and then they lost their legs, so now they crawl. Y'all need to be able to recognize a metaphor from reality, because the KJV is full of metaphors. Because they weren't, when they wrote it, they just covered so much up. They didn't want to tell you the outright truth on everything, so they covered things up with metaphors. When it says that he would crawl on his belly, it means he'd march on his stomach. It's a military term. he would be hungry. He would have to eat to survive. And so what do they eat, folks? Because this was never an issue before. When he was when Lucifer was an angel, the spirit bodies, you don't need food to survive. But in a fallen body and in a flesh body, they have to have food to survive. Well, guess what they got tired of? They didn't want to eat the flesh of animals. Because they got to eating humans and decided humans tasted really good. And they liked drinking human blood. And so they have been feasting on us humans for about 6,000 years. And they cover this up in various ways. They keep their bases hidden. They keep their UFO craft cloaked. When they come into this dimension, they're visible, which means you can see them. But they have technology where they can cloak their ships and their crafts, and you can't see them. Now, when they're in their own dimension, they don't have to worry about that. And we wouldn't see them. But when they break into our dimension, because they're coming to abduct humans, then we can see them. It's going to get to the point where they're no longer going to cloak, where they're no longer going to hide. And people will see them, and they will be shooting their abduction beams out everywhere and just picking people up off the earth. They're not going to hide it anymore. You know, people now, if you say there's a UFO in the sky, they're running outside to see them. The time is going to come, they'll be running away in fear. They're going to realize that they're not friendly beings. They're not here to help mankind. They're not here to straighten out our finances and economics. That was all lies. They got their foot in the door. And then reality slapped everybody in the head. But you know what? It's Bible prophecy. You can't stop it. It's not going to change. What we can do is fight against it, because the Bible says the Antichrist will rule the world. Satan's going to rule the world, his little beast prophet. It doesn't say the rest of his minions have a right to rule with him. And so guess what? It's fair game. It's fair war. It's ours to destroy the minions who ride alongside of him. And that's the war I started back in 2004, to diminish his numbers as much as possible. When you understand energy, energy pervades all dimensions, affects all dimensions. An orgone, the kind I make, emits a positive energy. A positive energy. But positive is poison to evil. It's poison to the negative. And it destroys it. They either flee away, get away from it, or they'll be affected by it. You know, I never realized how powerful it was until I started hearing from the Lord himself about the numbers of ships we were crashing. UFOs can't travel in orgoned air. It destroys them. That's why you see them come through portals and then boom, they just blow up. Welcome to America. Because I know the number one portal is over Michigan Lake, and that's where you'll see a lot of them come through and blow up. Because we have Michigan Lake pounded so good. And it kills the aliens. It burns them. It destroys them. And we've destroyed millions of them and their habitations in space. It affects them. It burns them. If they're on Earth, it'll burn their nests in the deserts. You know, I used to laugh and tell the father, why am I out here in the desert? I'd be out there Oregoning deserts. He goes, because you're the only one who would. So I'm out there in nowhere land for no apparent reason. I had no idea. And then years later, I'm hearing about how the Oregon is destroying gray nests in the deserts. I didn't know they were there. I never saw them. But it was killing them. And they were in a panic trying to figure out why the aliens were dying in the deserts. It's how we attacked alien prisons underneath us. Because you know what they do is they stuff them. They stuff them with humans. They have rows and rows of jail cells, cages, and they stick humans in them. Mostly Mexicans, because they set them up on the borders. And Mexicans who cross the border have no protections. Nobody knows who you are, where you're going. You have no papers, no paper trail. You're just another number, another face who disappeared coming across the border. You're easy targets. Easy targets. That's why I've been yelling for years, don't do it. And they had this huge alien base in El Paso, Texas. Just rows, hundreds of rows of cages filled with humans. You become food for the aliens. You're their food. They march on their bellies. They crawl on their bellies as soon as they're hungry. They eat humans. Africa has always been a huge targeted zone of theirs. In the Middle East, they take the Middle Easterns and replace them with clones and synthetic lookalikes. That's why I put out that letter, only one in four humans is we're at a crisis point. Because so much of the world we're living in now is so fake. It's so fake. Fake humans. You know, they take humans off the earth. And if you read my book, Interview with the Devil, we were talking a bit about this, and we humans can breathe in space. I mean, when I was in space, I had no problem breathing. I was cold, but I could breathe. I wasn't dying like I am down here because of all the elves. I can't even catch my breath down here anymore. But they take humans off the earth. And they take them to Shima, which is Lilith's star. The Shima star is actually, I'll tell you what it is. Back when Lucifer was an angel, he had a planet. The name is going to, I think it's Rahab. He had a planet. And the girls blew it up. The queens blew it up. But there was a chunk left of it. And that's Shima. That chunk that was left when they blew up Rahab. And you can see the remnants of it in our asteroid belt. That's what caused the asteroid belt, was when his planet was blown up. And that chunk that's left is the Shima star, what they call the Shima star. That's where Lilith lives in the Ashtar Command. You've heard of the New Agers, would all know what I'm talking about. The Ashtar Command, Galactic Federation, Sananda, and Germaine. And Germaine lives on Earth, but Maitreya always has his own place on Mars, and Sananda lives there. He's a mama's boy. He lives there with Eve. And the others are pretty much on ships or whatever. But that's always, that's been where Lilith's been all this time, is Shima, which was the remnant of what was left of Lucifer's planet before his sisters blew it up. But they take people there. And they highlighted this place. I think it's exactly the same place that that series on TVB was based off of. Because they take humans there and they have this fun center. It's like one of their little hockey coliseums, I call them, because they look like a hockey arena without the ice. You got the big arena in the center and all the seats around it. Or like a basketball court or something, basketball stadium, football stadium, whatever. But not as big, more like a hockey arena. And they put, well, humans in there and torture them. That's their fun. That's their fun. They target us, folks. We're bait to them. You know, we're surrounded on all sides. They poison the air we breathe. They poison the food we eat. They poison the ground we walk on. They poison the water we drink. They put poison in our vaccines and flu shots. They run all the federal agencies that control all of these things. We're surrounded. So the only thing we can do is fight back. Do something. Doing something is better than nothing. At least you can show your love for the Father by fighting back against his enemies. Where's the loyalty? How many people just want to be couch potatoes? I want to be here for him. He's not here for me. He's not here for you. We're here for him. Act like it, people. Quit acting like you're so entitled. Or you're too much of a wuss to stand up on your own feet and fight back with spiritual warfare. Why did the Lord give you power if you weren't supposed to use it? You have more power under your pinky than any one of these 1% Satanists on earth. And when a Christian uses it, they run. You know, Hillary Clinton battled me for years. Years, the real one. The ones now are just fake. But the real one tried to kill me for years. She was a very high-ranking witch. And I had to go to warfare. The Lord wasn't just going to, he was going to protect me, but he was going to let me learn a few things. You know, witches come at you. It's a learning experience because I don't know anything about them. I would ask the Lord what to do. I remember one time, he told me to put a ring of fire around my house. I put a ring of fire because she was an astral projector. She would come at me in her spirit body. Witches do that all the time. It's represented by the broom. That broom actually represents astral travel. And so I put a ring of fire around my house, and she burned herself trying to get through it. seen her the next day, and she had like this wrap around her arm. It was funny. She was mad. She tried to kill me for years. She couldn't get anywhere. They come and they go. But that's Lucifer's kingdom, folks. They're surrounded by them. They're always coming at us. And so you can whimper in fear. You can stand like a warrior. Stand up, folks. Fight back. You know, you've got these prisons everywhere in these open feasts like they're having in Rosemont. You know? If you're flying into Chicago, you better be praying you're not eaten by a reptile in Rosemont. You won't even get out of the airport area. that whole area around Chicago O'Hare Airport is run by reptiles. It's a huge network of reptile bases around O'Hare Airport. And hotels like Crown Plaza, that's just one of them. You take that one down, there's 10 more. But you gotta do something to wake people up and say, look, this is what's going on. And you know they've got an underground network there with other hotels. They do the same thing with hospitals. They love hospitals. Why do you think the Red Cross collects so much blood? Because they want the blood. It's free blood. And there's a lot of vampires amongst us. I've been telling you guys. A lot of celebrities are vampires. You know, reincarnation and incarnation are the two most understood concepts ever. Incarnation is when a heavenly being indwells a human body, like angels in the flesh. They're incarnated. Yahushua was incarnated. Jeremiah was incarnated. There's thousands of incarnated humans on the earth, now known as angels of the flesh. The Bible refers to them as the elect. That's why there's two groups, the elect and the bride. Because the elect are incarnated humans who were once angels in heaven who came to earth to fulfill a role here on earth. Reincarnation does not pertain to humans. Reincarnation pertains to fallen angels, because fallen angels took on human bodies, and now they just recycle in them. They'll live out a life in a human body, and then when that body dies, they're put back into another human, born as another human. It's a curse that just, that it's relevant to the fallen angels only. Humans don't reincarnate. When a human dies, that's it. That's just it. You go to heaven or hell, or you're one of that 1% that ends up in limbo. But that's it. There's no coming back, ever. There's no coming back. The only ones who come back and get recycled are the fallen angels. That's why you have John Travolta pictures in the 1800s and Johnny Depp, and there's others. There are pictures from like the 1700s and 1800s when we were first able to take pictures, because they're fallen angels, and so what they do is just recycle every century. They never die. They just keep recycling as different humans. That's a fallen angel judgment. That has nothing to do with mankind. And I know they got the Indians and people in India worshiping this reincarnation stuff. It's all a fallen angel. And you look at India, and they've got all of their temples are in the shapes of UFOs. It's the biggest space country ever. Yeah, UFOs is their temples, and led by fallen angels and some fallen angel religions, a Buddhist thing. Hinduism, same thing. Yeah, the Hindus and the Buddhists, and the Chinese, which are basically communist. There's a chunk of Christians over there, a chunk of the Chinese that have woken up. They're not very popular, but there is a chunk over there. They're my heroes over there. But you know what? They're the oldest races on Earth because they're Lucifer's and Lilith's kids and Eve and Lucifer's kids. And yet, look how oppressed they are. You would think they would be the technological giants because they're the oldest races on Earth. And they're the most oppressive because the demons just hound them. That's what happens when you worship Lucifer. You get oppressed. You don't get lifted up. You get oppressed. Do any of these celebrities in Hollywood look happy to you? Oh, they might be rich and they might be famous, but they're not happy because they're heavily oppressed by demons, which is what happens when you get anywhere near Lucifer. It's us against them, folks. Y'all need to get the orgone out, because it keeps them away from your homes, your neighborhoods, your kids having night terrors. Now I realize there are 1,000 idiotic, dumb videos about me on the internet, my orgone, from people who are really worried that people will stand up and get orgone out. Or from people who buy orgone from witches and then say, this person sold me Sherry Schreiner orgone and look what it did to me. And they bought it from a witch. Hello. If you're going to buy Sherry Schreiner orgone, you should have bought it directly from me. Right now, I'm not selling it. I'm not even making it because it's cold here and I'm not going out in the cold. I can't breathe. But the directions are on my website. You guys got to stand up and get busy. You know, I'd like to get a couple of orgone mobiles, get some trucks, and do pipes, make pipes and get them across the country, take it to another level. I just can't seem to get anywhere. It's been 15, so how many years? 13 years since I started this war. And the funding and finances has been so bad. We've never been able to do a whole lot. We've had nickels and dimes to work with. And yet we're the only ones that the reptiles fear. And they just continue to munch on our kids. And abduct them and take them to an airport hotel, process them, and put them in the food supply and chop them up and sell their body parts and their organs. And nobody has anything to say about it because they're too afraid to go up against the elite. I'm not afraid of them. Oppressed by them because we never have two nickels to rub together, but I'm not afraid of them. I'd march or go into the White House. That's here.
90 seconds.
Anyway, folks, be back on Wednesday. We'll see what Trump and the swamp are up to. Don't forget to support your favorite ministry on the planet. Go to SherryShriner.com and click on the donation page. I always call it the donut page. Click on the donation page.
Seconds.
So Wednesday, everybody. God bless.